Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Music is My Mantra. And once again, I'm joining you from my car. Well, here we are. It's a busy time of year. It's busy. It's the 4th of July week, and tomorrow is the day before 4th of July. So I'm running around. I had a great rehearsal with my friend Jack, and we're going to play a show in Huntington Beach leading up to the parade, which I'm so excited about. He's such an incredible guitar player and vocalist. So just been getting all the things aligned. And as I was sitting down to think about what I wanted to share this week, knowing that I have so many incredible guests coming on board to this podcast in the next few episodes, I felt like I didn't want to do this episode. I wanted to skip out, but I'm dedicated to showing up every Monday for you guys. And so this is going to be another short episode, but I figured I could share just a little bit about my own experience, because Music is My Mantra is really about how I've come back to health and wellness time and time again through music. And I've shared lots of different ways that that's happened for me and, you know, some science behind it and that sort of thing, if you've been listening to the podcast since January. But, you know, I want to share something that I haven't shared yet this year, and that is very alive in my life right now. So first off, if you haven't listened to the last two episodes about community and play and how music and community and play all intertwine together, they're also short, bite-sized episodes, so definitely go check those out. That's episode 24 and 25. This will be episode 26, the first episode of July. If you don't know, I'm starting to get back into shows, to playing shows, to playing with my friends, playing some original music, playing covers, and Feed the Kitty has been a big part of that in this past month or two. And it's been really, really inspiring because it just feels like I have something more to give. And part of me has written off music as a career, quote unquote, because it is such a struggle to be an artist these days. You don't get paid by streaming like you used to, or streaming is never really paid, but you used to be able to sell CDs and merch. And now that's more of a novelty thing. If you're not doing like house shows and ticketed things and you're running all of the production yourself, it's really hard to make money as a musician. Or you might make some money, but it's not necessarily going to be, you know, something substantial, possibly. I live in Los Angeles, so it's very expensive to live here. And, you know, even when I was playing shows every single weekend, I was making about $1,000 a month. And that was probably, I can't even remember if that was before or after, but, you know, I pay my band. I would have to hire a photographer if I was recording. You know, it's so expensive to make music. It doesn't have to be. It's gotten a lot more accessible, to be honest. But in general, you know, I've always believed in paying my band, and now I'm approaching it from a much more collaborative perspective because I want everybody to be paid, but also I have the means to do that right now because I have marketing as my main source of income. So, you know, I just want to play music with people that want to play music with me. And if we can make money, great. But it's not the main focus, which has been really, really healthy for me and my creative endeavors. I'm sharing all of this because, you know, life gets hard. And I'm sure if you have half of the pulse, you know that there's been some crazy stuff happening in the world. And it doesn't really seem to be slowing down. There's lots of just crazy stuff happening, you know, and I don't necessarily need to name it, but I think it's on a personal level and world stage level. And personally, I think I've felt a little bit more affected by what's happening in my day-to-day work and the uncertainty of this, that, and the other thing. And I won't go into details about that either, but I run my own business and I have to always consider, you know, how I'm going to grow that business and sustain that business. And my original reason for starting my own business was to be able to tour and play music and play shows. But as I said earlier, it's tough to scale shows, you know? There's a lot of different things that go into booking a show, and unless you have control over the venue, and usually, you know, you have to pay a booker or whatever. Like, this episode is not meant to be about how the music industry works. If that interests you, please leave a comment and I will totally do a whole episode on that and finances and sourcing, citing all of the different musicians that, you know, have talked about that openly over the past 5 years or more. But point being is that I'm getting back to playing shows, and it's been just so incredible because it lights me up. Like, I am so excited, and I feel like part of my purpose is to be playing music and to be singing and sharing songs, whether they're my own songs or they're covers. And it's just always been like a disconnect for me, because growing up, I just didn't know any professional musicians until my 20s, really. And so I just didn't really know that having a career in music was possible. And even now I see that it's possible. I also see that it's very hard. And so on the other side of it is that it fills my soul with so much joy and more purpose than like my real job, quote unquote, does half the time. And it feels like I'm just playing. Like I'm just goofing off, if you will. I'm not necessarily just goofing off, because I take music very seriously, and I want to give my best performance, and I want to play my best guitar, sing in tune, you know, I want it to sound good, but I also am just having fun. And so, you know, there's always this balance when you are a performer that you want to get it perfect, like in general. But then when the live show comes, you just have to roll with the punches and see what life brings you in the live show. So in the pursuit of playing music again with people, I've noticed that I feel this inspiration that I didn't have before. And when I was just playing by myself, it still felt nice, but it just doesn't feel the same, because when you're playing with other people, it just makes it feel more real, especially if you can play with somebody that's better than you, which most of my musician friends are better than me. They've gone to school for it. They've studied it for decades. I'm kind of like the newbie on the block, even though I've been doing this for 10 years because I was self-taught. I've had mentors now over the past 5 years, and I am way more confident in my skills now after taking lessons and investing in my artistry. But it's always expansive to play with other people, and especially if they're better than you. And so this all comes back to wellness, because before I started playing and just singing even like one song a night with my friend's band, I was really letting like the stress of work get to me, so much to the point that I was smoking a lot of weed. I'm just going to be honest. Sorry, Mom. But it's legal here in California. And I can pretty much function when I'm stoned. But not saying that that's a good thing. My point is that it's not great for your lungs. And so feeling like I have a show to prepare for and this greater thing to aspire to, on a physical level, I want to take the best care of myself that I can. I want to feel my lungs. I want to be, you know, singing as a workout in itself. And so I feel this whole motivation to like not smoke weed anymore. And, you know, I'm embarrassed to say this. I don't drink alcohol. And on Saturday, it'll be 9 years of no alcohol for me. And I'm not a fan of alcohol. And I go into it a bit more in my other episodes, but I've always considered marijuana as a medicine, and especially when it's that time of month, ladies, you will understand, my hormones get crazy, and pot helps to level things out for me, and CBD helps as well, which is the non-psychoactive part of marijuana. you know, I don't think that I'm hesitant to share this because a lot of people still have a stigma when it comes to marijuana and other quote unquote drugs. However, there's a lot of studies out there that even just CBD, for example, can be really great for your joints. It interacts with your cannabinoid system, which helps to regulate your nervous system. And again, this episode is not meant to be about weed. However, I do think that coming back to music has made me realize that maybe I was starting to use weed a little bit more just because I was bored with my life. And even though I feel like I'm doing these shows now as just for fun, and it's not necessarily like to build a career, it still just makes me want to be a better person and give my best self and be able to use my full voice and my body and my breath all in one. And so ultimately, I feel a little bit vulnerable for sharing that. But I know I'm not the only one who has experienced something like this before. I think that you can experience the healing properties of music with or without marijuana, but there's something inside of me that just wants to give my best all of the time. And when it comes to my marketing business or other work that I'm doing, I feel like it just is not affected by weed. But smoking and your lungs are directly tied to your voice. And so, you know, and weed can be pretty harsh on your throat and your vocal cords, and any kind of smoke can, honestly. I mean, look at singers of the past, like Janis Joplin or something. And then, of course, there is the psychoactive part of it. You know, if you want to get something very specific and technical correct, then weed might have some sort of impairment on that, unless you already mastered the guitar or whatnot. And that's just, you know, this isn't the case for everyone. But for me, I really do feel like living a truly sober life is the most beneficial for when it comes to making great music. To pull this all together, I felt like I needed to share this because this is just a very tangible, practical example of how music can be healing. And it's very current in my life right now. So if you think that's cool, great. If you're like, whoa, didn't need to know this, you need help, this changed your perspective of me, then we have a lot more to talk about, because healing takes all shapes and sizes. And I'm not advocating that you go use THC. However, it has helped me. And I believe that you should always be aware of any kind of dependency on any substance. And for me, I guess I just was feeling bored, and maybe music makes me feel alive and like I have a purpose. Not that marketing is not a great purpose, because I really believe in my marketing work and I really do believe in my business, and I know how important it is to pay my bills and to sustain myself here in Los Angeles. However, coming back to music for me, especially this year when I realized that it's been almost 3 years since I played a full band show with original music, is mind-blowing, because I feel like a different person when I'm able to perform and play songs. And it's not even the need to like be famous or something. It's just that it feels so good in my body. It feels like I'm using all of the tools and the gifts that I've been given. You know, I hope that I can continue to wield those into something that will create more music for other people to enjoy, and it'll create a ripple effect of healing and wellness. So, happy July. I hope the weight of the world is not getting on you, but if it is, maybe it's time to learn an instrument, or you can join me for my next vocal alchemy class online through Zoom. Check out my website at courtneymckenna.rocks to see when the next one will be. So have a fabulous Monday, and Tune in next week. I have a very special guest. Nikea Fields is going to join me to talk all about her foundation that is all music and play. And so it's music therapy through play, which is totally on theme for what we've been talking about this summer. And she has an incredible story, so I can't wait for you to hear it. Until next week, stay healthy, wealthy, and wise. I'll see you later.